Well, at this time, I'm John. I'm Dennis's older brother. I think he looked up to me for a lot of things. I watched him grow as well in Chicago and everywhere else. I always had the greatest confidence in him and everything he did. He graduated from high school with a full academic scholarship to Northwestern. Many people don't know that. He went up, he sat down and played chess. I took him up there. He played chess and didn't go to school. My brother called me. I went back to Northwestern, got him, and brought him down to Alabama State. That's where he met a lot of you guys when he came to Union Springs and stayed with me for a number of years prior to going into the Air Force. But even there, you chess guys, you were describing that chess game, he would trick every kid in the street in the bottom. You'd be surprised how many people in Union Springs know how to play chess or the basic moves of chess because of Dennis, because he took that interest in it and he uplifted them. As Gene said, and everyone else has said, talk about the love of Dennis. He loved everybody. But I had a lot of confidence in him. I enjoyed him. He was kind of a funny guy all the way up, and anything I asked him to do, he'd try to do it, and he would do it. An example of that, we had the 08 championship in football, 4A championship. In 09, we didn't have a championship in Union Springs. I was serving as mayor. Dennis happened to come home to visit his mother. Major, I said, up in the Tuscaloosa, they playing a chess championship. I said, go up and get us that trophy. That's something in 2010. We got a 2010 trophy here. This is the state championship in the state of Alabama. I knew of his abilities, and I've always supported him in chess all the time, growing up and going, because that's what he really liked to do. And Major, we was in Washington, D.C. around 85 when he was in need, when he was a Russian linguist, and he just had a lot of pride. He told Major and I up there in Washington, I can see a Russian a block away. He said, Mr. Trimble, I can read his mind. If he just tremble his lips or make a move. And we're going to miss Dennis. And he was always concerned about others, more so than himself. As has been said, he'd do anything for anybody and children. He wanted to teach everybody. Cared about my children, everybody's children. He cared about family. What's family going to be like? You got to be about family. And he did that. You know, Eileen, he came to visit his boy every chance he got. He talked about his kids to everybody and came and talked to them and wanted to be a part of. So he's going to be missed. But I'd like to say on behalf of my mother, who's not talking so well and everything, we really want to express our appreciation to you, Janine, and to you, Liz, his baby sister, for bringing this to fruition that we all could get here and remember Dennis in such a manner. And you know, we just thank you to the highest for all and everyone else that participated in this in any type way. Just thank you so much.